Z1077 welcomes you to Up Close, a weekly public affairs program presented by Z1077 News. You're invited to call in with your questions and comments. Our call-in number is 366-8471. Now, your host for Up Close, Gary Danielle.
Well, thank you, mystery announcer, wherever you are. And welcome to the Z1077 Up Close Show for this drop-dead gorgeous May 12th, 2023. I'm Gary Danielle, your host. Our producer is Michelle Alley. And our phone number for you to call and participate is 760-366-8471. A special guest in studio today, JT Vegan, acapella and singer. We're going to ask about all three of those things. Janice Whaley in studio today. Janice, welcome to the Z1077 Up Close Show.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
We're delighted. I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of your music. I'm going to talk about that a little bit.
Well, first I should tell you that I'm a big fan of you. I think I've been listening to your voice since the late 80s, so I might have you beat on that.
Sometimes I forget how long I've been doing this. Anyway, I'm delighted to have you here, Janice. Now, interesting, I did a little homework, looked you up, and they have you down as a cappella singer and songwriter. How did that happen?
I've always been a singer as far back as I can remember, but it was in 2009. I kind of had a rough year. Both my partner and I lost our best friends, and I had been at that point busy being a mom for a few years, and I was kind of giving up on music. And so I decided it was important for me to not give up on the things that are important to me. And so I thought, okay, I'm just going to sing a cappella versions of my favorite songs, and just to, as a way to, you know, focus my energy and get back into the studio and start getting back into singing. And so I chose one of my favorite bands called The Smiths, and I was like, okay, they have enough songs in their catalog. I'll just do one song per week and just post them. And I was thinking a single voice a cappella track, but it somehow kind of took off and people started hearing about it. So I was like, oh, I better make this sound a little better.
And a little later on, I'm going to talk about how you put all that together. I just found it interesting that when I look you up on the interweb, they've got a cappella singer.
So
apparently because, made an impression.
Yeah, because after a while, it wasn't just single voices. It was harmonies, and then it was drums and bass and strings and guitars, all just made from my voice.
Sometimes it's hard to hold that muse down. Janice, let's talk about you a little bit. Where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
I moved to Joshua Tree in 1985. Before that, I lived in Morro Bay and Los Osos area.
Beautiful area, I'm familiar with it.
It is very beautiful. I don't have a lot of memories from that time. By the time I moved here, I was 9 years old, and so I feel like this chapter of moving to the desert is when I really start remembering my childhood a lot more. And so, I started fifth grade here at the old, Joshua Tree Elementary School. Went to the first, I was the first class to go to La Contenta when it was brand new, and Yucca Valley High School.
So you're a local girl.
I'm very local.
Okay. Well, tell us about your influences in high school. What were you interested in? How did you veer off into music?
I actually started with music. I was playing piano just at home, just by ear, very early on. And
so there was a piano in the home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents had a musical background. I heard a lot of music growing up, and I'd hear a song, and I'd sit down to the piano and kind of plunk it out and learn how to play it. So by the time fifth grade rolled around and I got to Joshua Tree Elementary, they had a music program. And I was like, I'm going to do that. And so I went to the meeting, and they said, you can basically pick the instrument and learn it, except for drums, because drums is a little bit more, you need to understand rhythm and stuff, so you need to have a little bit of a musical background already. So I kind of took that as my challenge, and so I played them a song on the piano, and then they said, okay, you can play drums. So starting from fifth grade, I was playing symphonic drums all the way to the end of high school.
What's the difference between drums and symphonic drums?
Think of like maybe, an orchestra. So you're playing a snare drum and triangle and the cymbal, and it's all just whatever is needed for the score, as opposed to just sitting down to a drum set and playing beats.
Right. I remember back in the day, I was a member of the Santa Barbara Moose Lodge Drum and Bugle Corps.
Okay.
Which meant twice a year in a parade, playing a snare drum for about 15 minutes. That was about all I did. So
yeah, I definitely did that. Yeah, and, in the desert, marching bands can be a challenge.
Yeah.
It's really hot. And I remember in high school, before we got new uniforms, we had these thick wool uniforms with the wool hat and everything, and it's just so hot. And sometimes I was playing other percussion instruments like marching bells, which are just this, like a big metal xylophone sticking off the front of
you. So obviously, once you got started at La Contenta Junior High School, you took to music.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, every chance I got, I wanted to play music, and I didn't want to just play drums. I was like, I want to know how to play flute. I want to know how to play saxophone. And so I was just always bothering the band director, kind of like, please, I want to take this instrument home and learn it. And so I never even played them in the bands in junior high that much, but it was just, I needed to know how to play flute. I needed to know how to play trumpet.
So how many instruments do you play, Janice Whaley?
At one point, I played a whole lot. Like, basically anything in the marching band, I pretty much did, except for trombone and the tuba, the bigger ones. But I did play even, like, a marching French horn. But trumpets, I didn't actually do clarinet, but I did saxophone, flute. It was just whatever I could get my hands on. But also in the jazz band, I was playing the piano, or I was playing vibraphone, and just basically whatever I could.
It's nice you have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
I know I tell parents, try to get your kids involved in music.
And we were fortunate to have good music programs, too.
Yeah, the JPhil, if you're interested in symphonic-type music at the height of the Playhouse Guild, is really good. If you get your kids involved in that, it's a great, great program.
Yeah, very cool.
And then the school's programs aren't real strong, but they've got a basis there. So,
we used to have, I don't know any of the people involved in the, the school system now, but our band director is really great.
Who is your band director?
Patrick Bullock, and before that, Ed Will.
Okay. Ed Will, is a very good friend of mine. So,
yes. Yeah. Great guy. Yeah. And he used to, he was the kind of guy that was just so encouraging. He would actually take me from the junior high after school to the high school. So here I am, like, seventh grade drummer girl, and he'd let me play with the high school marching band. So
I was playing
with these, like, older high school guys, this little drummer girl.
Now, when did you start taking that that music muse and start actually creating your own? When did you start being a songwriter?
I think I started writing songs probably towards the end of high school. I started writing my own stuff. But before that, I mean, I just wanted to sing. I wanted to, play instruments. I wanted to play piano. I was very big into jazz. I'm a big fan of, like, Ella Fitzgerald in particular. So I sang jazz in the jazz band whenever I could. Just any avenue, I was just into it. And so then I started kind of trying to do pop music and stuff, towards the end of high school.
I got your discography here from our friends at Bandcamp.
Yes.
And you started out with something called Jaden Rap.
It's
still out there. It's still available.
It's really cute. This is my son was really interested to learn about the electronic equipment I had in the studio. So we set up a little loop for him to create his own little beatboxing thing, and then he could loop on top of it and sing whatever he wanted. So this is like
this looks like he's like five, he's eight?
Yeah, he's like eight at the most. I mean, he's just little, and it's just like this cute little kid voice.
Mixing his own beats at eight.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Yeah, that is good. But I want to talk about the new album that just came out.
Sure.
We have some cuts here, and some of them, and they're all safe, by the way.
Yeah.
And you have a brand new album, which just dropped, March?
Yeah, it's brand new. Okay. Yeah, I still haven't even started promoting it, to be honest. It's okay. Just much stuff going on.
Well, yes, you have, because you're on a radio show right now talking about it. So let's talk about this album. I have the cuts here. Now, the name of the album is The Diary of Dark Days. You want to give us a little, what does that mean?
It kind of was just an idea that was floating around of, like, a record of dark times in your life, and it seemed very appropriate having made this album finally happen. I wrote the songs over a period of many years, but I wasn't able to actually finalize and record them, get a whole band involved to help me with it until the pandemic. And so this is kind of my little diary of those dark days of living in this weird plaguescape for a few years.
Yeah, it's interesting how much that little, I say little era, that we all went through together has affected music and literature and theater that's a huge mark on all of our lives.
It's definitely a very specific time, and just the idea that a lot of us did have more time to be home, and that is kind of one of the only reasons I think this album actually was able to happen, was all of my musician friends who grew up here as well, they had time. They're all professionals and like really great musicians now. And so I was able to ask them, you know, to spend some of their time at home helping me record this album. And so it was, you know, something that happened through the internet. We sent each other files and stuff. And so we never actually played together.
Uh-huh.
And I actually still haven't even seen our drummer since like the late 90s.
Wow. Okay, well, I've got the album here, the latest album. Where would you like to start? Which cut do you think most says where you are musically right now?
I would say Pretend is a really good one.
Okay.
It's kind of about pretending that we're normal in times when we're not. So that kind of goes along with what we've just been talking about.
Okay, well, let me see if I can figure out how to get this on here. There we go. Look at that. I think I got it. So this is called Pretend, and it's from the Janis Whaley, The Diary of Dark Days. And now, explain to me again where we're coming from here.
It's kind of from the mindset of people who are having to pretend that things are okay, and maybe they're just trying to keep up with each other on Zoom or something and pretend that they're still able to have those same interactions as before. And, you know, let's just kind of pretend, kind of like fake it till you make it. Let's pretend everything's okay in these times that aren't okay until we can get back to the point when they are okay.
All right, and let's hear Pretend, Janis Whaley.
I wish that I had so unreal. You are 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 so unreal.
Let's play pretend.
Ooh, the Engels be chills. I like that. Yes, that's a Diary of Dark Days from the album Diary of Dark Days and Janice Whaley. And you were telling me while the song was playing, you liked how it came to crescendo there toward the
end.
Yeah,
so. Definitely. It kind of has a very slow build, starts off kind of like ambient, beautiful kind of sounds, and then just keeps building as it goes. And yeah, it really grabs you by the end.
It does, yeah. Hey, if you're interested in that, by the way, Diary of Dark Days with Janice Whaley is on Bandcamp or wherever you get your streaming music is
exactly.
Out there now. So, yeah. We're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back and play the title cut from that album and talk more with Janice Whaley, a songwriter, singer, and JT Vegan. And we'll talk about that also here on the Z1077 Up Close Show. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Has the dream of home ownership felt just out of reach for you? Make this the year that your dream comes true. This is Patty Brown, a.k.a. the Lone Lady or the Queen of Green. Don't be afraid to make the first step and pick up the phone. You've got questions? We've got answers and no obligation. We also do home improvement loans in case you need cash for a honey-do list, property taxes, a basic remodel, or a whole house overhaul. Call me today at 365-7003. The Lone Lady. We want to be your real estate lender.
The new Smokin' Triple Stack at Firehouse Subs. Stacked with honey ham, smoked turkey, and slow-smoked brisket, it's one of their meatiest subs ever. To top it off, a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders across the country. So at Firehouse Subs, they don't just make subs, they make subs that are big, bold, and craveable. They make their subs differently because their subs make a difference. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Home Depot Center, Yucca Valley.
With food prices going up, it's hard to decide on what to buy and where to buy. If you're looking for a way to stretch your food dollars, look no further than your neighborhood grocery outlet. We have the name brands you love for 40 to 70% less than regular grocery stores. Our stores are locally owned and operated by people in your community, so we understand the challenges you are facing. Stop by your local grocery outlet today for deals you won't believe.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market. Did you ever discover something that changed everything? At Valley Community Chapel, we invite you to discover community, discover freedom, and discover who you were created to be in Jesus Christ. Through our Sunday morning and Wednesday evening services, the many activities happening throughout the week, or our preschool and daycare, we invite you to come and discover the truth of God's Word. I'm Pastor Jake, and I'd like to invite you to do life together with us at Valley Community Chapel, vcctogether.com.
It is 10:26 on a beautiful Friday, May 12, 2023. You are listening to the Z1077 Up Close Show, a special presentation of Z1077 News presented in the public interest. I'm your host, Gary Dignot. Our producer is Michelle Alley. Our phone number for you to call is 760-366-8470. And we're having a little musical fun on the Up Close Show today with Joshua Tree artist Janice Whaley. And Janice just played one cut from your new album, Diary of Dark Days. We're going to play the title cut here in just a minute, but tell us a little bit about the title cut. Where is this coming from, you musically and emotionally?
Wow. I do remember this one came to me while I was commuting from San Jose to San Francisco every day when I lived in the Bay Area, so I had a lot of car time to think about stuff, and so I ended up composing most of this album actually during that time in the car.
That's making good use of your downtime.
Yep, I would go home and record some of it into a demo, and then I'd bring the demo to the car and listen to it on the way to and back and kind of sing along and, you know, see what phrases or lyrics would come to mind and just keep adding to it and playing it in the car. And, you know, and so it just slowly developed over time on the way to work.
I want to come back to the Bay Area now. You grew up here locally.
Yes.
Now, when did you leave here to go Northern California?
So I
and
moved.
Why?
Had big rock band dreams with some of my local musician friends. We moved to San Francisco, and I moved there roughly at the end of 1995. And then I stayed and ended up being there for most of my you know, early 20s and 30s, and had my son while up there. And we just actually moved back to Joshua Tree in 2019, which was, I mean, a huge stroke of luck. We moved here about 6 months before the pandemic.
Well, it looks to me, from looking at your discography here, that your time in Northern California was very productive. You did a lot of recording there.
There was a couple of years in particular that kind of really set me more on my musical path. I did the Smiths Project in the year 2010, and that's the one that started out with just a couple layers of vocals, and by the end it was full band arrangements and just really intense, you know, vocal. I didn't do a lot of processing per se, but just layering. So many of those songs have like 30 to 50 layers of voice, and I was putting out a song every week for the entire year in order to get the full Smiths band's discography done in that 1 year. So, and I was able to work at very specific times, which meant that at the end of the year I could add up my hours, and it was like 1,300 hours that I spent singing that year.
Did the Smiths know you were doing this?
Yes, they eventually did hear about it, and they all own a box set of my work.
Yeah, I see you've got the Smiths impressive. Project as a remastered box set.
It was one of those kind of early Kickstarters that took off, and I got almost $20,000 to make this box set and pay for the rights to use the music. And all the members of the Smiths were okay with it. They each have a box set. And I don't know if you know much about the Smiths, but they don't all really get along anymore. But so I feel like in a weird way, I was like as close as anyone has come to uniting them.
Maybe
in modern
them
times.
Together, Okay, well, let's talk about this cut, Diary of Dark Days, from Diary of Dark Days.
Right.
And again, tell us a little bit about what went into the song.
It kind of started with the phrase, so much for stories tried and true. Well, here's the part you never knew. And it was written especially for me and you. And it's just, it kind of evolved after I watched a documentary about these particular scientists that took cameras to this glacier because they knew at some point this glacier was going to basically break. and they wanted to capture it. And so it's this whole documentary about this glacier, and when it eventually goes, it's just really traumatic and awe-inspiring and just powerful.
And you turn that into a song.
And yeah. So that's where, you know, it was kind of about like how the climate is changing. And so it kind of turned into like, you know, we're going to watch you melt. We're going to watch all these things melt and change over time. And, you know, are we, you know, doing something about it? Or do we, you know, how do we feel about this change in the environment? And so that's where that song came from.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Here's Janice Whaley with The Diary of Dark Days.
Trying to bring the end about, in a cataclysmic call to end.
Diary of Dark Days from the album Diary of Dark Days, Janice Whaley here on Z1077. Janice, fun stuff. Now, while this was playing, she was telling me about this amazing local connection. So tell us who some of these musicians are who are our neighbors.
Right. The guitarist is John Given. His sister actually worked here.
Yes, she did.
For many years.
Yeah, for many years.
Given.
Very sharp young woman. I hired her out of high school. So yeah.
Very local.
Yeah.
And then we have on bass on that song was Damian Lester and Nathan Lester, two brothers. The Lester family's been here forever. And
Let me give you a little background about how long the Lester family's been recording. If you ever heard the Sue's Health Food jingles with the little children singing Sue's Health Foods,
right?
Those are the Lester children.
They were adorable.
Back when they were, I think, 8, 9 years old. So amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And now they're professional musicians playing on your album.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy to just, it's very full circle, a lot of this stuff.
It is very, very full circle.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Also, Cam Tuttle, he's a great drummer that has been, he grew up here, and he was one of the drummers that I was playing with when I was just in junior high, and he was already in high school. So, yeah, I've known these guys since like the late 80s, early 90s. It's amazing.
So when we talk about local music, you can't get any much more local than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has just got the flavor of the desert just kind of woven into it.
You know, often because we play a lot of local music here on Z1077, I think we have 5 or 6 local musicians who are in a regular rotation. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've got the Z1077 local music showcase on Sundays from 4 to 6.
Yeah.
But people have said, what is the sound of Joshua Tree? And it's really not a particular sound.
Yeah.
You know, I remember back in the day when Philadelphia was doing a lot of Motown-esque type of things. They have the sound of Philly,
right?
You know, there's been the sound of different cities, San Francisco back in the day of Jefferson Airplane fame, but I could not put my finger on a sound of Joshua Tree.
No.
What about a musician who was born and raised in Joshua Tree?
Right. You know, I think there's something about the desert, and especially growing up here in the 80s and 90s before the internet. Every day after school, I just went home and practiced. And I think a lot of kids did the same. And so I feel like the mood of desert music was just having that time and space to discover your own personal style. So out here, it's very eclectic.
It's very eclectic, yeah.
Very unique. Each person has spent their time on their particular thing. And it's not like we all tried to copy each other or even knew what each other is doing in a lot of cases, because back then it was harder to share music or know what each other was doing.
You know, let's talk about that locally. Venues. Now we've got more venues, but in the past it was tough, very tough to make a living here. You had to go down the hill if you wanted to be a professional musician.
I do remember singing jazz at Peabody's Jazz Studio Coffee Place in the late 90s as well. There wasn't anywhere to really play. You just went to people's houses and played, or set up your band wherever and just played. Yeah.
Recording studio. Who recorded your album for you?
Everything I do is just home recording.
So you did it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so that's changed a lot too.
Exactly.
I remember back in the day, a local musician would come in and say, "Hey, I'd like you to play this," and they recorded in their garage with a MIDI system.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't have enough production. Well, at the radio station, when we play a local cut, it has to have the same production values of, Mariah Carey spends $300,000 an hour in studio.
Right.
And we've got to match those values. Otherwise, just because the song is underproduced makes it sound bad. And it's not necessarily a bad song.
Exactly.
But it's underproduced. But nowadays, with the technology and more things available online, we can produce at home having those same excellent production values.
Right. And I use the Pro Tools software, which is basically the same stuff that's used in most, big recording studios.
Yeah. Which all came from Adobe Audition, I think.
I don't know the history of it,
they all kind of work the same.
Exactly.
Way, so,
and, those plugins are maybe the same ones that the big name people use.
Yeah.
I don't have access to million-dollar engineers, but I do have access to a great, engineer that really helped me with this album. His name is Ryan Kosboom, and he also has other bands that he's in. And, you can do things at home now with basically the same technology that's used in these big recording studios, and it's not that much of a gap like it used to be.
I spent 27 years with Moronga Unified School District teaching digital multi-track editing.
Okay.
So, which is a very, very simple version of what you're doing with music.
Right.
It's basically voice and sound and mixing, that kind of stuff. But I've got former students working in studios all over the country.
Wow.
Yeah, I hear from them all the time. It's great. So we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to be right back, talk more with Janice Whaley and her new album, The Diary of Dark Days. By the way, if you'd like to get a copy of this, it's available on Bandcamp or wherever you get your streaming. There's a lot of it out there nowadays.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more Don't Go Away.
Sue's Health Food, committed to your good health.
This is Cody Joseph from The Morning Show with Cody and Jeff. Sue's Health Foods is a regular stop for me. I can get staples there that I can't find at the grocery store. Everything from booch to nooch, as Jeff likes to say. Cashews in bulk, miso paste, local honey, and sweet treats for my kids. They really like the fruit chews from the bulk bins. The bulk bins are probably our favorite part of the store, and the employees are always so friendly and helpful. We couldn't make half the recipes we love without the ingredients we get from Sue's. My family has been shopping there for years, and the quality and care we have gotten has always been top-notch. I love going there, and I love supporting a local business that has given so much to our community for so many years.
Sue's Health Food.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation with fare.
Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
I'm Darren Otten. I'm the superintendent president at Copper Mountain College. All of us at CMC want to congratulate our graduates as you go on to pursue your educational and career goals. We're proud of you and the investment you've made in your future. We also want to congratulate all of the area's high school seniors that are graduating this year, and we invite you to continue your educational journey with us at Copper Mountain College. We have transfer programs to the CSU, UC, and other universities, alongside occupational degrees and certificates. These are all affordable options with a wonderful college campus experience waiting for you right here in Joshua Tree. Fall semester enrollment is now open, so visit our Getting Started page for prospective students at cmccd.edu to put your future on a bright and affordable path. We're here for your student success at Copper Mountain College.
Bare Naked Ladies, Last Summer on Earth Tour. Saturday, June 24th, Fantasy Springs Resort Casino. Bare Naked Ladies, with special guests, Simi Sonic and Delamitri. Tickets are on sale now at FantasySpringsResort.com or 1-800-827-4946. Don't miss Bare Naked Ladies in concert.
And we are back with the Z1077 Up Close Show. I'm Gary Daniel. Our guest in studio today, Janice Whaley, who he introduced as a songwriter and JT Vegan. And before we play another cut, I got to get to that part of your life, too. By the way, we were talking about the Lester family, and we just played the jingle from Sue's Health Foods, which is the Lesters as little children.
It's adorable.
And now they're musicians.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've all been musicians a long time.
Now, you're equally as well known, maybe not as equally, but well known locally as the JT Vegan.
Yeah.
And you've got a booth at the Joshua Tree Farmers Market. Tell us about that part of your life a little bit.
Yeah. Well, first, I had a vegan junk food restaurant in San Jose for many years.
Vegan?
Yeah. So it was like burgers, nachos, burritos, just junk food, all made vegan.
Okay.
And so
that sounds like fun.
It was really great. It's like a nice way for people to discover that vegan food doesn't have to just be lentil nut loaves. So we did that for many years, my partner and I. And then when we decided to move back here, I did not ever want to own a restaurant again. But I wanted to keep doing vegan food, and there isn't a lot in the community. So that's what I wanted to bring back to the community is my vegan meats and cheeses and sauces and, you know, various other things that I do. And so that's something I sell every week at the Joshua Tree Farmers Market.
Tell me the distance between the difference between vegetarian and vegan.
So vegetarian is just no meat. So there's still, you know, animal products, namely like dairy and cheese. But when you decide to go vegan, it means you're not doing any animal products. And so, for example, my cheese tastes like cheese, melts like cheese, but it's made with cashew milk instead of cow milk.
Ooh.
So, yeah. The idea is for things to taste as, you know, close as they can, but just so that you can eat the way you are used to eating, but just do it in a better way.
Are you as passionate about your vegan tradition as you are about your music?
Yeah, I mean, they're
like
both very much a part of me. I decided to fully go vegan actually when I was doing the Smiths project back in 2010. There's a song called Meter's Murder, which everyone kind of always pokes fun at. But, you know, I was singing those lyrics because, you know, I would be singing these songs, like layering things for months. And it started to feel a little bit kind of hypocritical for me to sing about, you know, all of the terrible things that happen to animals and then go eat a hamburger. And so I started to like learn more about it. And then I just kind of asked myself, is this something that I feel like I can support? And the answer eventually was like, no, I don't think I can really support this anymore. So I just chose not to support the meat and dairy industry. And that was my personal decision. And I still wanted to eat amazing food and I love to cook. And so I just started approaching it as like a new exciting thing to take on.
Yeah, well, people who enjoy vegan food rave about your food at the Joshua Tree Farmers Market.
I did bring some for everyone here. So it's in your fridge right now.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of bring some, you also brought us some copies of your album.
Yes.
And it comes with some goodies. You got some stickers and some
a little
Janice Whaley promo pack.
Exactly.
Right here. So this is the CD of the Diary of Dark Days. We're going to give that away right now to the seventh caller. So call right now, 760-366-8471. The seventh caller will get the Diary of Dark Days by Janice Whaley, which just dropped in March, and we're playing some cuts from it. We have a cut we're playing here on the radio called Scream to a Blue Sky, and it's actually on our regular rotation.
Yes.
You know, meets those production values and really a very, very nice piece of music.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
This song, the lyrics kind of came from reading about a group of moms during the pandemic that were just so stressed out, taking on all these new responsibilities. You know, suddenly they were homeschool teachers, suddenly they were, you know, caretakers in all sorts of new ways.
That was a big lifestyle change.
You know, caring for sick people now and maybe caring for elderly parents and helping them because they can't go out and do shopping and stuff as well. And, you know, we just had to take on a lot of different roles during the pandemic. And so a lot of moms were just really stressed out. And so this group of moms got together, decided to meet in this big open field or a park or something and just scream. That was the whole point of it, just to have like a nice cathartic scream and have this sense of togetherness, even though they're still standing 6 feet apart and, you know, doing all these things. They needed some sorts of like, you know, we're in this together and we're supporting each other through this. And so it was a nice cathartic scream to just let it out and use it as a positive way of coming back to center and being able to continue what you do.
So. All right. Well, let's hear that. I'm intrigued. I'm going to listen to it very carefully. Here's Janice Whaley, Scream to a Blue Sky from her album, The Diary of Dark Days. And again, this album is available on Bandcamp. It's out now. And we're giving one away. I think Michelle's running from desk to desk answering phones. I'm not quite sure what that's about. But let's hear the music. So here is a Janice Whaley, Scream to a Blue Sky. Janis Whaley, Screaming to a Blue Sky. Since you, now that you've explained that, I'm going to listen to that song a whole lot differently now. So, yeah. I also want to congratulate Mary Jane Bingey of 29 Palms. He was the seventh caller.
Yay,
and won the album, The Diary of Dark Days by Janis Whaley. That's who our guest in studio today. That's who we have been listening to. And if you'd like to get Diary of Dark Days yourself, it's available on Bandcamp. We're going to come back with the final portion of our program right after these brief messages.
Community pharmacies do still exist. The biggest advantage they have is the ability to give you more personal attention. The staff at Star Pharmacy get to know their customers. It's easier to ask questions when you know your pharmacist. Star Pharmacy also carries durable medical equipment, wheelchairs, walkers, and other health aids. A full range of supplements to boost your immune system, even meds for your pet. Visit your local Star Pharmacy across from the post office in Joshua Tree.
At Morongo Basin Community Health Center, your health is our priority. That's why we have medical specialists, including chiropractic, behavioral health, and now dermatology, available right here in our convenient Yucca Valley and 29 Palms clinics. Make an appointment today. Call 760-365-9305 or log on to our new website, morongobasinhealth.org. Morongo Basin Community Health Center, a program of Morongo Basin Healthcare District.
An important local tradition since 1951, Grubstake Day celebrates the pioneer history of the Morongo Basin. Still going strong over 70 years later, held every Memorial Day weekend. This year's event opens with the kickoff mixer on Thursday, May 25th, and concludes with Kids Day on Monday, the 29th. The weekend will be packed full of fun. The Old Timer Parade, Beard Contest, Horseshoe Tournament, Grubstake Run, and so much more. Go to yuccavalley.org for more information, and visit the Yucca Valley Chamber to purchase a 2023 Grubstake Day's commemorative button.
And we are back with the final portion of our show, and I've always said, Janis Whaley, that that was the fastest hour in radio, and my goodness, the time has gone by quickly.
It just flew.
So what is your next project? What are you working on now that you've got Diary of Dark Days out there, available on Bandcamp?
Right. I'm still making new music. I have a Patreon. If anyone wants to sign up, it's patreon.com/Janis Whaley. I post you know, things that are new demos and things that I'm working on that will eventually work their way into being big productions like we have been listening to throughout the show. So there's that that I'm doing every month. And then in the meantime, I'm just always making vegan food every week for the farmer's market.
See Janice Whaley at the farmer's market. Do you have copies of your album at the farmer's market too?
I will bring them.
All right. Yeah.
There we go.
That's going to do it for this week. We'll be back again next week with more of the Up Close Show. I'm Gary Digneault. Thanks to Janice Whaley for being with us. And we'll be back next week with more. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Up Close, a weekly talk and interview program presented in the public interest by Z1077 News. Join Gary Digneault again next Friday at 10 for more Up Close.